The Fox Blitz package on Fox Sports Radio, where we not only give you in-depth team coverage of everything happening, we give you really cool highlights.
They need to make a play. Here's the snap. Blitz coming from Fitzpatrick's left. Fires downfield. Caught by Stevie Johnson at the 10. 5 into the end zone. Touchdown. Steve Johnson. Touchdown. He found a wide open spot in the middle of that Cincinnati defense and worked his way into the end zone.
He did a lot of that this year, making a name for himself in the NFL.
Who did? Stevie Johnson?
Yeah, that guy right there from the Buffalo Bills. A seventh-round draft pick, but who cares about that now? The guy's established himself.
The pride of Kentucky.
And he joins us now.
And Northern California.
To analyze the NFL playoffs, and he knows all about it because the two teams playing in the AFC Championship game were teams that the Buffalo Bills matched up with, Pittsburgh, and they also played the Jets, obviously because of the division and all that, a couple of times. And Stevie, welcome to Fox Sports Radio. What do you expect to happen today in the AFC Championship game? Who do you give the edge to in that one?
I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was going with the Jets at first, but I was watching NFL Network and I seen some of the receivers talking, and I want to ride with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Stevie Johnson, I grew up with Tom Looney. I grew up in the 607, just outside of the 716. Big Buffalo Bill fan all my life. When you're in position, which probably will be in the very near future, to insist on a $1 million contract, please stay there with the Buffalo Bills and make your millions there in upstate New York. You face the Jets defense twice this year, the Steelers defense once. Who's better? Who's tougher? Who hits harder?
Let's see. The Jets basically came with the man. They threw the house at us. It was putting a lot of pressure on our quarterback. The Steelers defense was a mix of everything. But I felt like just in the game, the Jets defense was I don't want to say better. I don't know a better word to use, but you know, just how they put the pressure on our quarterback. So I think the Jets defense can take that right now.
Of the quarterbacks left, and you, as a wide receiver, you have a pretty good keen eye, I guess, on this. Of the guys left in the NFL playoffs, the four guys left, we don't have Peyton Manning, we don't have Tom Brady, right? The two golden boys, supposedly the quarterback position. Of these four, who's the best guy?
Right. Well, I mean, see, that's what had me rolling with the Jets when I was like, for sure, there's no way that the Jets would be able to get, and they end up getting past him on that. Then I say, okay, well, now we got Tom Brady. You know, it's the golden boy. And the Jets take him down. So, I mean, now they're going against another great with Ben Roethlisberger, and we'll see what happens. But I'm still going to lean with the Steelers on this one.
Stevie Johnson, Buffalo Bills. Who's the most dangerous wide receiver left in the playoffs?
The most dangerous. Let's see. You can't say a single one is dangerous because you know those boys out in Green Bay. They balling with Aaron Rodgers, you know, throwing it everywhere. I like Mike Wallace. You can't say anything less with the Jets receiving corps. They're deep, and then of course the Chicago Bears with that speed with Knox and Hester, you know. So it's deep everywhere.
You're an outstanding diplomat. You refuse to name any particular one name. Very good diplomat, Stevie.
I like that. That's good. It's not good for us, but it's good for you.
It's very good.
I gotcha. All right, and Stevie Johnson joining us from the Buffalo Bills here in the Blitz package on Fox Sports Radio. And, you know, Stevie, I got a Twitter feed, and I sent a bunch of tweets out, but I don't have the power. I don't have the juice that you have. What's it like to have that power at 140 characters? You can send something out and get a lot of buzz going.
Or a lot of crap.
it's kind of good and it's kind of bad because you know at first I didn't have many, so I can say whatever I wanted to. But now you know what I'm saying, it's a few people that's following, and now I gotta like really, I can't really talk how I usually talk because you know you get criticized with everything, and you know what I'm saying, you basically can't do anything right on there. But it's pretty wild. I didn't even know how to take it at first, but I just you know. End up doing what I do, have fun. I talk about Madden, you know what I'm saying, football, and just you know what I'm saying, fun things, regular things, random things. But you know what I'm saying, just take it like that. But I mean, you know, it's pretty weird the power you have with those 140 characters.
Yeah, you got to give your plug here. For those that haven't followed you yet, where are you on Twitter? Where can they find you?
Oh, the Twitter plug is Stevie Johnson 13, and you know if you want to talk Madden. Football, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm game to talk whatever with you guys, you know. it's just a little fun spot for me, and to be able to socialize with the fans and with the people around the room.
Stevie Johnson, Buffalo Bills. I know you're a big Batman fan and a fan of the Dark Knight. What do you think about Anne Hathaway playing Catwoman in the next Dark Knight?
Nice.
She was great in The Devil Wears Prada. She's really never made a bad movie. As far as I became a big fan of her then, I'm sure she'll be great.
All right, favorite actress, Stevie Johnson, right now. Pop culture, favorite actress.
Actress?
Actress, yes. Yes.
I like watching a lot of different movies. My wife, I know she likes Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
She liked the movies that, she has. Sanaa Lathan, she's pretty good.
You're a professional football player. You can't say Julia Roberts or people will start wondering things.
that's what I say. That's funny you say that.
Good thing you're married.
I sent out a tweet and say I'm listening to Miley Cyrus' The Climb, and like everybody's getting on me about it. Hey, you're not a big guy. You're a football player. Like, yeah. Dude, it's a good song. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to be careful, Steve. You're like, next year before a big game for the Bills there, you got to send out a tweet. You got a little Miley Cyrus going on.
All I'm going to say is I'm watching Rambo movies.
There you go.
And the people are like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. You're a man's man. Absolutely.
Stevie Johnson, wide receiver, Buffalo Bills. Now, I know you're a 2010 finalist for the Top Value Performer at topvalueperformer.com. Yeah. It's football players in the National Football League who aren't making $5 million or who are playing, but they're playing like $5 million players. I know you're one of the finalists along with Peyton Hillis and others. Tell us about that.
It's a competition. When it started off, I didn't know anything about it. But as I looked into it, is basically what you said. You know, players that's played this season and who are getting paid basically somewhat the minimum. You know, and basically exceeding that. And who I'm going against? Peyton Hillis, Brandon Lloyd, Lamar Woodley,
Amar Bradshaw
out there in New York. It's a great group of guys, but
it recognizes players who whose on the field performance most exceeds the value of their contract, correct?
Exactly, yeah. that's what it is, and you know what I'm saying, it's a competition. Everybody's go vote, you know, at topvalueperformer.com, and let's bring it home, Buffalo. Let's go ahead and vote for your boy, and let's bring this thing home.
And you got to vote by midnight tonight, so you got to get in. Today's the end, so you got to go out and vote. And Stevie, real quick, just so we're clear here, you like Pittsburgh. Who do you like in the NFC game? We didn't really ask you about that. You did play Green Bay, but who do you like in the NFC game?
I like Green Bay.
All right,
I'm gonna go with my boy Desmond Bishop. And I'm gonna rock with those Packers.
All right, so I'm gonna send out a tweet here. I have nobody following me, so nobody will know about that. But you're picking the Packers and Steelers. And who's gonna win the Super Bowl then, Stevie? Or do we have to wait till next week to find out?
Yeah, we might have to wait till next week on that one.
All right. Well, thanks, Stevie. Appreciate it. Have a good day. There you go,
Stevie Johnson. Thank you. Wide receiver, Buffalo Bills. And that's topvalueperformer.com. You know, that's.
By the way, Raj, producer yeah. Raj, that means he's going to come back next week because he's going to give us a Super Bowl pick next week.
Sure.
On the bye week, okay?
I like that. Raj Groves, our executive producer, would like to remind people who work.
Who's the guys that work behind the glass? Of all these guys, Brandon Lloyd, Peyton Hillis, Lamar Woodley, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Stevie Johnson. My vote goes to Stevie Johnson because he's the only one of those guys we've had on the show.
Thank you. Same here. I'm going to go vote, too. He made just $470,000 in 2010, poor thing, but hauled in 82 balls for 1,073 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Yep.
That's value for your contract right there.
Yes, he did. Straight ahead, speaking of value for your contract, he could be the best player in football. If not, he's certainly a top five player in the National Football League.
Vince Young?
And no.
Okay.
He has just been presented with a mega contract proposal. Who is that? Details?
Who is it?
Well, you'll have to stay tuned. We'll have that for you.
It's a tease, as they say in the
Breaking
business.
NFL contract news, rich people getting richer.
Right?
We'll talk about it on the radio. It's a lot of fun.
Fox Blitz Package, Big Ben Maller, Tom Looney, Fox Sports Radio.
Stay with us.